Welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Nate Herron, and we are joined today by, for my money, a hook machine. A man who was able to put a lot of great music together over the years and is still rocking out today. He's got his new album, Automatic, which is available now, released in 2023. Rick Springfield joins us. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I like the machine.
it's hard to find someone who can make hooks as quality as you have that are as disparate. You know, sometimes you're like, wow, I can tell exactly who that group is. I can tell exactly who that artist is because every hook sounds kind of derivative, kind of the same. But you've got a wide discography. And maybe, I have to say, we're recording this out of Kansas City, Missouri. Maybe the loudest concert I've ever been to was Rick Springfield at the Starlight Theater a couple years ago. That was loud.
Yeah, we have been known to be a little loud, but... Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, you've got obviously, Jesse's Girl, the song. If you ask the normal person on the street, name one song, that's the one they're going to come up with. For my money, Don't Talk to Strangers, still a lot of fun. But your newer work, getting a little harder edge to a lot of what people may have think they know when they think of Rick Springfield. Tell us about the new album.
Well, it's about my... three favorite subjects: death, God, and sex and love. So originally, I think your music changes as you get older, and certainly there's more to write about, and there's more to think about, and I think that reflects. Hopefully, that reflects in the music too.
I think it does. Would you say that songwriting has come easier to you as age has advanced, or is it about the same as it was before?
No, it's really, I don't really know how it happens. It's just every time I finish a song, I think that's probably going to be the last song I'll ever write. And then another one comes, and you can get ideas from physical things, but I think the actual song coming through you is, I don't think any writer really knows mm-hmm. where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. Whether writing books or... music or anything else. You're listening to the National Defense. We're on with Rick Springfield today. And Rick, this show primarily dedicated to our active duty military members and veterans and their families. You were an Army brat growing up, Lieutenant Colonel in the Australian Army. Tell us a little bit about what it was like for you growing up. Do you visit military bases regularly now? What was that like?
My dad really never brought it home, but he was really well respected. He was the only officer that, when he retired, enlisted men came to his send off, which is pretty rare. And he was a great leader. And but I never really felt, the Army bases in Australia are different than they are here. It was more like an enclave of houses.
Mm-hmm.
So I never felt like I was in an Army compound or anything, but there was consideration of me going to, into the Army if the music thing didn't work out. and I did end up in Vietnam in 68, 69, playing for the American troops, actually coming from Australia. They used to pull bands from Australia to play for the GIs in Vietnam, and we went from Cameron Bay right up to the DMZ for about 6 months and got shot at and rocketed and mortared, and it was pretty hairy, but it was so music kind of took me to war.
What age were you when you were by the DMZ?
17.
So, I mean, you were playing for guys the same age as you are, or near the same age as you. That must have, how is this not a movie?
I know, it's a great, I have to write the script, I think, but it's pretty amazing stuff. Honestly, it's one of those things where you could talk about it forever because so much happened, and so much does happen in a war zone that you live, 20 years in a year. It's amazing. And back then, it was a lot freer. Like, we went up on a mission with some guys up in an Apache helicopter, mm-hmm. and we stayed overnight in bunkers outside Marble Mountain and outside Da Nang, and got into a a firefight, and it was stuff that you couldn't do now because it's too watched. But back then, it was a lot freer, and the GIs would befriend you, just, you know, and it was a very, very different situation.
That is wild. I don't suppose you still stayed in touch with any of the GIs that you met while you were doing that little tour.
No.
I've been tough.
When I first came over here from Australia in 1972, I met a guy that we knew as Doc, and he came up to me at an appearance, and I remembered him, but I haven't seen anybody since then. They'd all be about my age, I guess, now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, if you were their age then you'd hope that, you know, I'm sure not all of us are still around at that point in time, but you're out performing live still, and as folks listen to this, you're going to be starting off a half dozen shows in the great state of California out in Redding and heading to Saratoga. You've got stops in Nevada and New York. You're just kind of hopping all over the place, going to the Dominican.
Yeah, we have a fan event that goes, we're in the Punta Cana at the Hard Rock, and it's a week with just like immersive for fans, where I just hang out with them and sit by the pool and play songs, or we do concerts and have guest artists there. It's a pretty great week if you're a fan, and it certainly is a great place to go to.
And that's October 5th through the 9th, and then you're going to the Stratosphere in Las Vegas on the Boulevard. Did you ever have a venue that when you saw, you hadn't performed at before, and you were like, oh gosh, you were dreading performing at, and it turned out to be something that you really liked? Because you've been everywhere. You can't like every place that you've gone to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you don't really, you know, go in and go, oh my God, this sucks. usually they're pretty cool places. There've been a couple of outdoor shows by Freeways that I've kind of gone, this sucks, but it was amazing. You know, everyone gets into it, and even Vietnam, when we were getting rockets thrown at us, it was still fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if I'm heading up to the DMZ, I might think, hey, this sucks. I don't know if I want to take part in it. So I will check out Rick's new album, Automatic, and you make sure to check him out. I would say he's mostly on the West Coast to wrap up this tour, but of course he's got to stop over in Huntington, New York, and Durham, Connecticut as well. Where can they find information on you and your tour dates?
RickSpringfield.com, believe it or not. We managed to get that one before someone got it. Charged us $10,000 to buy it.
So. It's got Fighting the Squatters. Rick Springfield, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be right back on the National Defense.